What's good, everybody? Robin E here checking in on another brand new episode of Pillow Talk Podcast. Now, if you have not subscribed, go ahead and just save yourself the trouble and do it because you're going to want to stay. Make sure that you tune in, streaming on all major platforms. Bringing y'all today another Chicago artist. He brought his lady with him, which I always love to see. It's the black love for me. It's the black vibes for me. Artist Casino Van Gogh. Oh, yes, that is his name. Artistry, okay? We give an art right now. So, of course, I had to know the meaning behind his name and just what he feels he can bring to music, in addition to 10 things you didn't know about Casino Van Gogh. So, y'all definitely need to keep listening because you don't want to miss it. New episode dropping right now. For all your mobile bartending needs, both public and private, reach out to Drinks Galore. They provide a wide range of package deals available on their website, drinksgalore.com. Book Drinks Galore, cheers, and enjoy. What's good, everybody? Robin E. here back in the building. You know, on another episode of Pillow Talk Podcast, we in the purple room with it. Super excited to have my guest in the building. Go ahead, man, introduce yourself to the people.
Yo, what's happening, Chicago and the whole world? It's your boy, Casino Van Gogh.
Okay, yes. Thank you for sliding, Casino Van Gogh. Okay, because that's a name right there.
Casino Van Gogh.
That's the name. Now, what's the inspiration behind the name? You know, we got to know.
Well, for one, I feel like it represents me. Like, it started with Casino, you know, what I believe in is taking chances. You never make advances if you ain't taking chances, you know, so that's how I go. And, the van, you know, the go, it was like Casino Go. At first, it was like, you know, Chicago. I come from Chicago, you know, go, you know. And then, you know, I'm like, you know, I do paint a picture with my words. So it's like Van Gogh, you know, I've done a lot of research and studied Van Gogh back in high school. So I, you know, it kind of resonated with me, his art and everything, you know, so I kind of related to Van Gogh at the same time, you know, so I put together Casino Van Gogh, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Look at you with the history and the art with it.
Something slight.
Okay, you know, something slight. I like that. I think that's a very original name for sure. And I love how you just described that, creating that art with your words. Check you out. Now, you said you're from the city. What part of the city are you from?
I'm from over east, you know, way past Stony Island, 82nd, Saginaw, you know what I'm saying? You know, we from over there, you know, yeah.
What was your favorite thing about growing up over there?
Man, my childhood was dope, low-key. Like, you know, we was in the hood, but at the same time, we figured out a way to make, you know, have fun, you know, and make shit happen, you know, like we did everything from playing it, backyard wrestling, you know, we played all types of sports, played basketball, did everything together, you know, we wasn't really running the streets, you know, we was like that, the other crowd, you know, but also, you know, we kind of led the rest of the neighborhood, you know, at the same time, we had everybody else, you know, coming up with their wrestling names and finishing, you know, moves and all, you know, so it was like, We found an escape, you know, it was a way for us to, you know, kind of, just have a good time as kids, you know, like I had a good childhood. I didn't have like no struggle childhood. I was in the hood, but you know,
you don't
recognize your own struggle when you growing up, you know,
facts.
You know, until you see the world, the rest of the world, pretty much. So, yeah.
Big facts. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cause shout out to the childhood. Shout out to the chilling. Okay. Mm-hmm. Chilling. Chill and still play outside.
That was before cell phones.
Okay.
Before cell phones. Nowadays, you know, kids are born with a phone in their hand, you know, so.
Absolutely.
They are like twice as attached as we are. And you see how attached we are with our phones. So man. When you have a child that, you know, has a phone, like damn near at 1 year old, they're playing with a phone. They know how to function and all that. When you start, you know. Years go by, you get to taking that phone away. They feel like a part of them is taken away because they've grown up with that phone, you know. So it's like, we didn't have that. But, you know, nowadays, like, the phone is, like, really taken away from society because it's making us, like, less sociable. Thanks. You know, we're more socially awkward now. Oh, you know, yes. It's more, like, people get more anxiety because they're not used to being around and talking to people because they're in their damn phone all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like, the fact that we didn't have phones back in the days when I was a kid, that's what helped, you know, us enjoy our childhood more.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't go through depression because we worrying about what the other person got.
Facts.
You know, we didn't have those problems.
Big facts.
You know, so I feel like that's where a lot of these social issues may stem from, you know, the mental illness and all that shit. You know, the phones might, you know, play a part.
Facts. You're not wrong. You're definitely not wrong about that, for sure. Like, the kids today definitely are very dependent, and the motor skills are negative.
Lackluster.
Y'all got to get it together. So, hopefully we can, you know, provide more opportunities for kids to actually be kids, because I feel like that's important, too, just continuing to do stuff for the kids, you know.
Absolutely.
Now let's get into a little bit about you. You know, you are a rap, hip-hop artist, if you will, and a model.
Yeah.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
You know, something fancy, huh?
We love it. Now, just off bat, which one do you love the most?
Oh, music. I've been writing music since I was like, you know, 11, 12, you know, like in elementary school. So it's always been something that, you know, it's been in me, you know, from the longest. I went through so many names. I used to be Young Franchise or Lil C and all, you know. So,
okay, Lil C.
You know, that was way back in the days, you know. So I've always done so with music. Then, you know, in high school, I started playing basketball more, you know. So I thought I was about to be in the NBA or something, you know. But I still bust y'all ass. Yeah.
Okay, so you still do that to
I still do it. I still get on the court, whoever want it. What's up?
Okay, so growing up for you, you know, who was like your favorite artist, like favorite artist?
Man, shit, man. You know, as a kid, I have two older brothers, so everything they listened to was important to me, really. So that goes anywhere from Tupac, Biggie. When I was a kid, I got in trouble for rapping the lyrics. I want money, hoes, sex, and weed. I was like 8 years old. She's like, what are you like? I was like 5, 8, 6 years old. She's like, where you learn that from? Then growing up more, I got into like more so like when I got into my own, you know, interest in artists, I got into like Lupe a lot. Common, you know, Kanye, like a lot of East Coast Nas, you know, Jay-Z. Lil Wayne, you know, artists like that, you know,
so
Big Sean, you know,
nice.
So yeah, that's like my kind of how I feel like, you know, kind of meshed together to make my sound a little bit, you know, so
okay, yeah. I rock with that. You definitely dropped some good names for sure. Okay, Tupac is obviously a legend,
yes,
and I love Kanye. Now, you said like since 12 you was making music or whatever. What was you writing about at 12 years old?
I ain't gonna lie, a lot of stuff I ain't know nothing about. You know,
what just you like, was going like through these, at 12 like, years old?
Just like these kids rapping about a whole bunch of stuff they don't know nothing about, I was doing the same thing. Rapping about guns and Teflon vests and all. I'm like, I don't even know what it is. Really. Like, I heard this. I heard a rapper say it sound cool. I'm just saying, you know, that, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's the influence of hip hop, though.
Big facts. Okay. A lot of y'all just be saying whatever. Mm-hmm. No, that's funny though. But I mean, that takes real, you know, artistry to be young and actually want to like write. Like, did you freestyle a lot of the things or you wrote mostly everything?
No, I wrote a lot of stuff and freestyle, really.
Okay.
Me and my friends, Shao Fons, we used to always freestyle and just kind of sharpen each other's skills, you know, in a sense, you know. So we used to do that a lot, you know. So yeah. My boy, rest in peace, my boy J-Rock, you know, like, yeah, we used to we had our little group and all that stuff, you know. So yeah, it was cool, you know.
Nice.
Something slight.
A little slight. Okay. Now you said you was, you know, playing basketball in high school, yeah, and then, you know, that stopped. Mm-hmm. So when, you know, when was it that you really started to take your music serious?
When my mom passed away. Mm-hmm. I was 20. So it was like my release, like my therapy, you know. That's when I really started. I was in Lafayette, Indiana, you know, and that's when I really started doing my music around Purdue University. I started doing shows there. Just, you know, out of my homeboy's closet, pretty much. Like, he heard me freestyle one time, and he was like, hey, do that again. That was pretty cool. Then he was like, you know what, I can learn how to, you know, do everything, like engineer and everything. So he like pretty much learned from scratch how to engineer, and we put my first mixtape together. I started passing it out, and you know, I started getting the buzz from there, really around little local Lafayette. Started doing a few shows and stuff, and yeah, you know. So this is really like my first time being in Chicago as an artist, really. I moved away when I was 18, you know, so now I'm back. And I've been to Indiana, and I've been to Atlanta for 2 years as well. I just moved back from Atlanta in 2019, you know, so I'm out here to, you know, show myself to the city, let the city know who I am, you know, so yeah.
Yes, okay. Yeah. You done busted a few moves there.
Yeah.
Okay. You know. I mean, that's interesting as far as, like, you know, you make a music and kind of like developing your sound. So you've kind of been able to see different sounds from different places.
Right. Yeah.
You know, has that impacted like how you create your music?
Not really. Okay. I try to avoid that for a reason, because I don't want everything to pour into me at the same time. Sometimes when you listen to something, it accidentally, you know,
kind of mixed in there.
Yeah, you know, that's so true. I try to be selective with what I listen to. Honestly, most of the day, I'm listening to lo-fi music. I just be, no lyrics, no nothing. I just be chilling.
Okay.
Lo-fi music, you know, so I don't really listen to a lot of people nowadays. Just so I can keep my sound original at the same time, you know.
Wow. And a lot of artists be saying that. Like, that always tweaks me out. Like, a lot of artists, they have, like, a few, like, yeah, indie artists or other people that they rock with that they kind of know, but for the most part, they don't listen to a lot, except maybe, like, I guess I've hear a lot of Lil Durk. Obviously, people blast that Lil Baby or whatever. But you don't have nobody, like, really right now, you bang hard, like, outside of, like...
I do fuck with Gunna, my boy Gunna.
Shout out to Freedom Nigga!
Free
Gunna. Freedom Nigga, Free Gunna.
Free YSL. But, yeah, you know, that's, like, my default. Like, okay. All those feels...
Turn that shit on.
Play that Gunna playlist. Go ahead, fuck it. You can't go wrong.
Thanks.
You know, so yeah, Nipsey Hussle. Like I said, I don't really listen to.
Yeah. So I mean, I know you mentioned a few different artists earlier, but for somebody that, you know, never heard your music, how would you kind of describe your sound? Like, what is it giving for the people that maybe have never heard it before?
Well, a lot of people like to put me in the conscious.
Conscious rapper.
Yeah, they like to put me in, you know, the J. Cole, Kendrick, Chance the Rapper kind of area.
Okay.
You know? So I would say if you put little Big Sean with a little Lupe, with a little bit of... say a little Kendrick and J. Cole in there, something like that. It'll come out with my sound somewhere. Okay. But my thing is, every song is different, though. I don't have not two songs that sound alike.
Every song is different.
Every song sounds different.
Okay.
I mean, really, how I feel is the producer. Like, the producers are the ones that shape and mold the sound of everything. You know, like, I just go based off of what I hear, you know, how the beat makes me feel. I say what I feel like the beat wants me to say. So I feel like, yeah, you just like if you put Lil Baby on the jazzy, smooth, boom bap type beat, he ain't gonna be saying the same shit that he says on them hard trap beats.
Facts.
You know, so it's kind of like that. I'm gonna say something different based on what I hear. So shit, show me the right beats. I'm gonna produce that consistent sound that you want to hear. But until then, shit, you're gonna get like different shit that I like fucking with. I like experimenting, you know, I like trying different shit, you know. So that's one thing about Casino Van Gogh. He's like a chameleon, you know. So
okay, look, I like that. Okay. Chameleon status. Changing it up for sure. Well, I think you definitely are great at freestyles as well, you know, outside of your tracks and stuff too. So I do want to, you know, play a little some for y'all, you know what I'm saying? Because it's only right. So you dropped, the Kush and Coffee freestyle. So what made you, you know, do these freestyles first?
Actually, the pandemic is what made. Okay. We were just stuck in the crib. I'm like, I got
nothing to do.
I freestyle every day all the time anyway. So I'm like, I might as well just start recording this shit. Like, like just 1 minute, dang shit. Like, okay. I do this shit for hours, you know? So, I was just like, man, shit, fuck. I'm about to start getting on these beats and just, you know, but now something, you know, we in the crib, I might as well, I still have to put out content, you know, so I just had to be creative.
That's how you got to be.
Yeah, you know, so that's what happened.
Yes.
I probably dropped at least like over 100 freestyles.
They definitely busted. I want to play one of my favorite ones. This was like a couple months ago. So let's definitely get into it.
Okay.
Cushion Coffee Freestyle. Go and run for mayor. Ain't nobody else your savior. These niggas looking complacent, and they just easy for replacement. All on these tracks, I just make these statements. And all out your heart, all I feel is hatred. Nigga, now I'm about my fucking dollars. If it ain't about it, then that shit don't make sense. Yeah, cause I'm just trying to pay rent and pay these bills that's due. Yeah, nigga, I got shit to do and I got shit to lose. And I got shit on my table and I'ma do just what I want and you just do what you able. Yeah, gotta connect them cables, gotta.
You was definitely going crazy though. I love that. Definitely going crazy.
Hell yeah, appreciate it.
Definitely. I love that. So I mean, you had the cup going. You was in the vibe there. It was a coffee cup for me. It was definitely a coffee cup for me.
Yeah.
Now I've been drilling you, going crazy, trying to, you know, get to know you and everything, mm-hmm. trying to see what you about. Now we gotta know a little bit more, you know, on the other side. Okay. So let's get to know you. Let me start with it. Where is your favorite place to go eat?
We're gonna have to go with Harold's Chicken.
Harold's Chicken.
6-piece lemon pepper mayo sauce.
Is it fried extra hot?
You know, I haven't really tried that yet.
What?
Should I try that? I should try that.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause it'd be soggy sometimes.
I mean, like, you gotta get that. It hit different with that.
Hey, don't forget the coleslaw.
Harold is undefeated for sure.
Yes.
Okay. Are you a Scary Movie fan?
Absolutely. I think I've seen more than enough. I can't even find no more scary movies. It's like I can predict them all. You know,
they're not so the same.
They're not. You know, I feel like I'm about to start getting to, you know, writing scary movies or something. You know?
What is your favorite scary movie?
Man, Halloween.
Michael Myers. Yes.
I used to have nightmares about that nigga when I was a kid, man. I used to be running. And I used to be just like I wasn't running fast
nigga,
enough. Like,
this you nigga right, just yeah, walking.
Right. He catching up to me. I'm like, damn, man, what the fuck? You know, that's my nigga. Oh, yeah.
Shout
out Michael Myers.
You know. I love Michael Myers. See that coming out with another one?
Nah, when?
It's supposed to be dropping this year.
What?
Damn it. Jamie Lee's still alive.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
at this point, I just don't. She's a superhero too, because I don't understand how they keep living. But it's another one coming out. This better be the last one, y'all.
Man, y'all need me. Hey, if y'all need a movie extra in there, gotcha.
Hit you up. Okay, what is your favorite feature about yourself?
My favorite feature, my creativity.
Nice.
That's my bread and butter. You know, that's my art. My creativity is, you know, kind of is a part of my therapy. It's a part of my, you know, just relief, my release, my serenity, my peace, everything. You know, my creativity is that's what leads to my fulfillment. You know, so my creativity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, if you had a superpower, what would it be?
Transportation.
I mean, teleportation. I'm high as hell
talking about transportation.
Teleportation.
I was a little worried for a second. Got me thinking. Okay,
no, teleportation that? Though, yo, if I can, like, because if I can just, like, up and be somewhere just like that, like, shit, what I need a car for, what I need gas money for, what I need a plane ticket for.
I'm out.
Shit, you need to go to Dubai right now? Oh, that'd be $1,000. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
You know, like, type shit.
So you just gonna hold them and just, that's like, go.
You know, so, you know, I feel like teleportation, I can make a little money with that, you know, on the side.
Around,
you know,
type shit.
Shit.
Okay, they gonna be on that Stranger Things with your ass trying to never snatch
late,
up.
Never gonna be late for anything ever again.
Always shit. On time.
Right.
It's dead. Oh, that's a good one. That's definitely a good one. What's one thing that you have to have every day?
Oh, something I have to have every day. Music.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I have to.
Need that.
Yeah.
I'll listen to music before I turn on the news, anything else. Mm-hmm. I feel that.
Yeah.
Now you see they just won the lottery. You know, people win the lottery. Somebody won the lottery.
Man, I bought a few. I ain't bought like DJ Khaled.
Somebody won.
I'm glad it wasn't these damn millionaires who won. Like they was buying stacks and stacks of them. I'm like, yeah, y'all greedy as hell for that shit.
You know but why? If you won it. Who's the first person to get some bread?
My brother.
Absolutely.
My brother, Tim, because he stood in when my mama passed away. He kind of stood in as the head of the household and took care of my little sisters. It was my three little sisters, and it was me and my brother, pretty much. And he kind of took over. Mm-hmm. I think he was like 26, 27, you know. He just, yeah, we had to do what we had to do. So I would definitely break him off first more than anybody. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. Then you got to go into hiding after that.
Oh, we moving.
Because the motherfuckers outside.
We moving.
Motherfuckers going to be hitting you up. You ain't seen in 30 years and shit. You like, what? Hold on.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Now, you are a model as well, which I think is super dope. So, you know, when did you start modeling? How did you get into that?
At the tender age of 17.
I'm 32 right now.
Tender.
You know,
so. Okay.
You know, so I've been doing modeling since 17. I've done a lot of fashion shows. I've had my clothing brand in fashion shows, and yeah, it's fun. I like modeling. It's cool. I've done like on some part time stuff. Not too major. I wasn't like no Calvin Klein. Shout out Calvin Klein. What's up? You know, but I wasn't no Calvin Klein. But you know, I did a little.
So it's like runways and like modeling other people's clothes and stuff. Yeah, okay, nice. Much, yeah. So you comfortable modeling? You never get nervous walking that runway?
No, I've been doing it for a while.
You said I'm a pro.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. Like I've been down the runway with little to nothing. You know, so.
Has there ever been something where you were like, hell no, I'm not wearing that?
No, they ain't pushed me that far yet. They ain't pushed me that far yet. But I have wore stuff like men's lingerie and stuff like that, like lace down the runway and stuff like that. Like, yeah.
So. And you was comfortable with it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You know, more power to you.
I'm comfortable with my own skin.
So you know your limits. What's the limit? Like, what's one limit? You like, hell no.
I don't have a limit. Because
what if they poured like some honey or something on you and you have to like walk down the runway?
Hey, I'm going to make it look good.
I know that's right.
Good, you know. No, I ain't got no limits.
No, that's dope. Yeah. So do you want to continue doing it for however long?
As long as my body looking good, as long as I'm looking, you know, appealing enough for somebody to feature me in a fashion show, sure, yeah.
I rock with that.
Yeah, I'm going to get into acting soon, too. You know, shout out Tyler Perry. What's good, bro?
Nice.
We're going to work soon.
That's dope, though.
Yeah, I want to be like the triple threat, you know. Like,
yeah.
You know, music, movie, you know, modeling.
Now, are you, you know, working as far as like skit wise? Like, what are you doing in on the actor side? Try to build that.
I ain't. I've done a few little movie extra things, like a few little extra small things on the side, but that's about it though. I am looking for more agencies. You know, what's up, y'all?
You are
reaching out to y'all. You know, whatever.
Okay.
But yeah.
So you want like a team eventually of people that just like work with you?
Yeah, yeah, that'd be dope. Yeah, I need to probably go to like you know. Acting class and stuff like that, probably.
Okay, but the internet is powerful. You know what I'm saying? You can do skits and you can do things, you know, within your own realm, and you know the right person can see it too.
You're right, 100%.
For real. Yeah. y'all gotta stop playing, man. You got to get to it.
True, you gotta get to it for sure.
Yeah. Now you said you had a clothing brand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Effing Rebels.
Yes.
You know
what does Effing Rebels mean?
Effing Rebels. The F and the N is fearless nature. You know, and we all, I feel like we all rebels. You know, you stand up for what you believe in. You know, no matter who says what. You know, so I feel like that's a rebel right there. You know, so yeah.
Is it men's clothing?
No, it's you know, men's and women's.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been doing this for years. You know, it's going on 10 years since I've been doing
this. Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Now, so you ship everywhere and everything like that?
Yeah. I mean, I've done it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ship, you know, but it was mostly, like, local, you know, where I just usually, like, kind of sold out the trunk wherever I went, you know, Indiana, Atlanta, you know, people down there. Cali, I went to Cali with it, you know, a few places show, you know, so.
What made you start a clothing brand?
I started around the same time I was doing music. You know? So I've always drew clothing as well. I've always said I want to do my clothing along with my music. So it's something I've just kind of carried both of them, you know, at the same time. You know, so yeah.
I rock with that. Yeah. Nice. I rock with that. Yeah. Now, 2022, you know, it's kind of halfway over. It's right. The summer. Mm-hmm. Fall is like next week. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Not ready. Not ready for that. So, I mean, what else, you know, do you have planned before we even get to the wintertime, fall time? What else is 2022 looking like?
Well, we dropping my new single, Young Niggas Wildin', you know, next Friday. Know what I'm saying? We shooting a video or two, you know, coming soon. And yeah, we doing more shows, you know, just we got the CVG merch coming, you know, so you know, be on the lookout.
Yeah. Okay, you say doing more shows?
Oh yeah
around the Chicagoland area.
Everywhere definitely Chicago though, mainly trying to do Chicago shows, trying to, you know, just get my name stapled here and established here, you know, really, because when they all go down, I'm trying to be Chicago top 10.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying, you know, so that's what it is.
Now, in order for you to be, you know, relevant in Chicago, you definitely have to work with some Chicago artists.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, is there one or two artists that you really do want to collab with some?
Definitely Lupe, for sure. And, man, Kanye, what's up, man?
For sure.
You know, maybe Ye in the studio. You know, if I can get Ye to work on my album with me, that should be classic. No ID and Ye, I need that kind of sound right there.
Yes. Okay.
Album of the year.
Yes, Yay. I love Kanye, yeah, though. He's been through it.
He need that old school Yay back, though. You know, that little...
Yeah, he's been going through it a little,
you know,
bit.
The little soulful sounds. You know, I feel like when he lost his mom, he lost a part of him.
Absolutely.
And I feel like that kind of changed him dramatically. I know the feeling of losing the mom and what it could do, you know. So I feel like that's what happened to Yay. He kind of lost that soulful side, you know. So maybe that's just me.
Now, on a side note, as far as like being independent or possibly getting signed, would you want to sign with the label if the right deal came along?
Yeah, if the right deal came along, yeah, I would. Yeah, it just have to, you know, everything would have to line up and you know, make sense, you know. So yeah, absolutely. I'm not opposed to that at all.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, independent is definitely, you know, a wave right now, though, as far as
I would sign to a label just to kind of get my name more out there, but I would eventually do independent, you know. But the label is the big machine to kind of
push
the name a little bit, you know, more, and the resources, you know. Mm-hmm. So after I develop that, you know, build my relationships, shit, I'd be on my independent, you know, type shit.
Thanks. Yeah. Okay. Now, outside of rap, hip hop, would you do like pop? Would you do some country, some rock and roll? Oh, you know, man. What I'm saying? Or is it just, you know, in that genre? You know,
man, I try some, you know, some you know, jazz. I really want to go to like a lo-fi kind of style. You know, like a chill, laid back, like mellow kind of sound. You know, so
okay,
not necessarily like too turned up. Just like, you know, yeah, just like that low, chill music, you know. That,
yeah.
Nighttime music you could vibe to, you know. Yeah.
You can roll up to.
Yeah.
Get high to.
Yeah.
Laze up to.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We need that. We need that for sure. Now, before you go, you definitely gotta, you know, leave us with a little inspiration. You know, when it comes to you and your sound and your artistry, you know, everything you do, how can you sum that up in one word for us?
In one word, Man. Ask that question one more time. Let me see something.
How would you want to sum up your artistry? Everything that you do, your sound, you know, who you are, what you bring to the media world. How could you sum all that up for us in one word?
Special.
Okay. Special.
Special.
Absolutely. I'm with it. Yeah. Now, I definitely appreciate you coming on the show for sure. You know, coming, giving us a little inspo on you and just who you are. I do have your IG scrolling on the bottom of the screen, but is there, you know, anywhere else you want us to tune in? Where can we listen? Man, all of that.
Anywhere you want to find me is Casino Van Gogh, man. You know, Spotify, definitely locked in on Spotify, you know, and we go steady, you know, keep it coming. New music, you know, frequently, you know, so, yeah, just check me out, Casino Van Gogh, any and everywhere, you know. Yeah.
Thanks. Yes. You done slid through the purple room.
Appreciate definitely. You having me, though.
Of yeah, course. Shout out to you. No problem.
Keep doing your thing.
Thank you.
You know, and this shoot, man, you about to be like Oprah, you know.
On here. We shall see.
We going to go to like a talk show, you know.
It'll be lit. It'll be lit. No, but I appreciate you. Love what you're doing. Definitely keep me updated on, you know, any shows that you're doing around Chicagoland. I would love to attend for sure.
I appreciate you.
Yes. So shout out to, you know, everybody that tunes in, subscribes, watches Pillow Talk Podcast. You already know you need to subscribe, streaming on all major platforms. Sending love and light to all y'all on this day, man. Peace out.